Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Romano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike De La Haas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Temple tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Power reaches second base with a double. Aspromonte goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power scores. It's 3-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is hit by the pitch. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams bunts towards third. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Hank Foyle's now catching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Nixon moves to second. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Green reaches second base with a double. Nixon scores. Malzone goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Red Sox. John Briggs now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahas takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. DeLahas moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Monbouquet moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Monbouquet moves to third. Tasby moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive to left field. Francona throws towards the plate. Foyles fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Foyles. Monbouquet scores. Tasby scores. Williams moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Bobby Locke now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall who is chasing the ball. Nixon reaches third base with a triple. Williams scores. Wirtz scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Temple, and towards DeLahas, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Green takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Power hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Monbouquet strikes out. One out. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Tasbai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Delaha scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Delahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delahaz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Delahaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams strikes out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Tasbai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromontii settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with lock covering, for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromontii scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeLahaz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. DeLahaz reaches second base with a double. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Bobby Locke. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeLahaz scores. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Ken Aspromontii is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromontii is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromontii hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Bosfield now pitching. Marty Keogh now playing right field. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing left field. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLajos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Button moves to second. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Tasbai takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to third. Monbouquet moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosfield fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Monbouquet moves to third. Tasbai moves to second. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Monbouquet scores. Tasbai scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Temple fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. DeLahaz hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hardy. Keogh reaches second base with a double. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Temple bunts towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to first for the out. Keogh moves to third. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keogh scores. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Bob Hale pinch hits for Ted Bosefield. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.